A word for you from Luke chapter 16. John answered, saying to them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one that is mightier than I am coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loosen, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Our theme these days has been the Holy Spirit and the symbols that are used speaking of him. In this text that we've read, as you pause with me to listen, the Holy Spirit is referred to with the symbol of fire. And I thought of that text very deeply in my own heart as I share it with you. The scripture speaks in another portion, and it says, quench not the Holy Spirit. In ordinary terms today, Paul writing in Thessalonians would say, don't put the fire out in your heart. Quench not the Holy Spirit. Fire is a wonderful thing. Fire can destroy a plantation in a matter of moments. But fire is also used as a cleansing agent, purifying metal, purifying silver, purifying gold. And so God, in his wisdom, used John to mention the Holy Spirit coming and baptizing the Lord Jesus with fire. And dear Christian friend, so we also, if we've received Christ, have that Holy Spirit within us that is purifying us, burning within our lives, cleansing the dross, and making us what God wants us to be. The challenge is that fire burning in our hearts, or has it been quenched by sin and things that grieve the Holy Spirit? The Lord bless you today. Thank you.